Now, in our case, I want to do a little bit more. That's at my discretion. And if you have the means to be able to do that, if you ever have an employee pass away, once I find the beneficiary, I want to additionally offer to support financially.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
This episode's definitely going to be a little bit different. I am going to do this off the cuff. I don't have any script to follow. And this message goes out to you if you are becoming a podcaster and it has anything to do with your business. If you're growing a business, likely you're going to have employees. My company, Grow Your Show, has had about almost 30 employees for the last 6 to 12 months. And we were a little smaller before that, but I mean, we're still a small company. And it's hard because I don't know where to start. And I've been crying a lot today. I went to the gym and found out that a great employee had passed away. And I had to leave the gym a little bit early because I just got real emotional. I got real, I don't know. She was a great person, just like somebody who inspired me to be a better person myself. And I had just promoted her and she's a mother. And it's just like people like that shouldn't be taken from the earth, you know? So I left the gym a little early and went to the car and drove to the office. And I have been crying for like an hour and a half. And then I'm thinking to myself, how do I get some goodness out of this thing? How do I take this horrible thing that happened to Michelle and her family and find the positive? So here's the couple things. Number one, Michelle was the type of person that when you saw her, when she looked at you, you could feel like goodness. You could feel just so much love and humility, compassion for other people. She always wanted to do the right thing. She had joy in her eyes. And so the main positive thing that I can get is that she has left an impact on me personally, where I think I might be a better human because I got to know her. She's such a kind, loving human. And I started working with her a little bit more closely because she had just gotten a promotion. And sorry, guys, I know I don't have a cold. My nose is running because of crying. But anyway, I had just promoted her to a team lead position and she's really taken that role and she's doing a good job and she wanted to do a good job. And I had the ability or the honor of spending more time with her and seeing her smiling face day in and day out and just the way that she coped with hard things and new things. It's remarkable. I'll always remember those times. As I was training her, I learned quite a bit of things. And she's the type of person that exudes goodness and humility in her eyes. You know, those people you can just tell that they're like one with their creator. Just awesome, awesome humans. That was her. And there was one or two times that her child made it on camera and while we were doing a Zoom, and you could just tell she's just like the best mother. She's just shows her kid the love and compassion that they need. At the end of the day, this is the first experience that I've ever had in my life where somebody that worked with me passes away. And so I didn't know as a business owner, because as a podcaster, you probably have a business as well, right? Most likely are running a business or planning to run a business. And this is the first time I have ever had somebody pass away. And so here's the four things that I wanted to share with you that I thought might be helpful. And I hope and pray that you don't have to experience this ever. But if you do, or if someone that you know does, here's the four things that I've learned and how we're going to be in my team at Grow Your Show, how we are going to be addressing the death of such a great key employee. Number one, we're having a meeting with the whole team. We're going to meet with a team and I'm going to try to keep my composure. I'm crying a lot less now than I was an hour ago, but just to have a meeting with the team where we address it and maybe even take a moment of silence. So that's the first thing. All of my team is not in the US, is not in local. So we're going to jump on a Zoom call. They're all in different cities and that's going to be our meeting. So we're going to jump on and I'm going to try to keep it strong and I'm going to let everybody know what's happening. I feel like it would be wrong to not address it. I think that it would come across as, you know, total disregard for what an important person that was to our company to ignore it. So number one is to schedule a meeting with the team right away and just talk about it. Number two thing that we're doing that I think I've learned, and hey, at the end of the day, I can't profess to be an expert at this. I can't profess to be the top expert. I just looked up and tried to find and reach out to coaches and mentors and find out what they would do. And so these are the four things that I got from them and that we're doing, we're implementing. It seems like it will be helpful on some level. The second thing was I'm going to take the time where anyone who's on the team who worked with Michelle, if they attend the funeral, then I want to make sure to pay them for that day so that they know that we support our whole team. So anyway, in short, number two is paid bereavement leave for the funeral. So anyone on the team who feels like they knew her and wants to show their respects, pay their respects, show their love and the relationship that we had with her, I want them to go to the funeral and not worry about their pay losing money that week because they had to take that day off. So that's number two is paid bereavement leave. Number three is thing about their pay. Now, Michelle, I owed her money because she was in the middle of the week when she passed away. So she did work and ethically, morally, it's not my money. So what we're doing is two things for number three. If your person is in the US, if you're withholding taxes, you need to claim that and file a final W-2. And additionally, you need to hold on to the records for 3 years. So for their pay, my employee was in the Philippines and it doesn't work the same with the taxes, but I still need to keep record of this for the next 3 years. And of course, we need to take her off the books so it doesn't show up as an employee. But we need to find her beneficiary. Now, unfortunately for Michelle, her husband passed away and her child passed away with her, along with her dad and uncle that were in the property. She was, I believe, visiting family outside of Cebu. And this typhoon came and covered up the whole house. And by the time they got uncovered, they had passed away already. It had been a couple of days and I mean, I can't imagine getting buried by a house. But the point is, I don't know who her beneficiaries are, because her husband and child passed away alongside with her. So I'm having the rest of the team doing research on where can we send this money that we owe and make sure to at least pay that. Now, in our case, I want to do a little bit more. That's at my discretion. And if you have the means to be able to do that, if you ever have a employee pass away, once I find the beneficiary, I want to additionally offer to support financially the burial of Michelle and the family, because I mean, I'm imagining if I'm in that position and I have all of that to pay for, that's a tough pill to swallow alone. And so our team at Grow Your Show, we want to find who is this beneficiary, who's going to be paying this. And while we do it, I want to find out if I can support them on top of just giving the last paycheck for Michelle. I want to find out, can we also support you? Is there anything that you need financially, whether it's a loan or a gift? But whatever it is, if they need it, I want to be there for them. So that's number three, is about the employee's pay. Number four, and this is the saddest one for me, is you got to replace the person. It sounds so cold shoulder. It's like the wrong thing that I want to be thinking about during mourning, during bereavement, during sadness. But it also is something that has to be looked at and approached and taken care of. Because in Michelle's case, she had been promoted recently to team lead, and which means she has a lot of responsibilities that support the company and our clients. So, like it or not, it's something that needs to be addressed, is hiring, promoting someone to replace Michelle and the work that she did. So at the end of the day, life is fragile. And I continue to be reminded about that. I have had to go to the hospital. I've got a lot of hospital bills now. I had to go to the hospital a couple times in the last 18 months. And it just reminds you, you know, you want your life insurance policy to be in place. You want to make sure you're always kissing and hugging your loved ones. And when you have a close coworker pass away as well, I mean, it just shows you, she was younger than me. She was in her 30s and with a young child, and you can't get those days back. So I feel like we've got to live our lives to the fullest. We've got to show that love, be the example, because she left a mark on me, a positive mark on me that will help me be a better person for the rest of my life, I assume, for the rest of my life. So I understand that this doesn't share a lot of podcasting tips, but at the same time, I feel as though this can be beneficial for more people than just me, and certainly helps me to talk about it. So thank you for listening. And I want to reiterate the four things that I'm trying to do at the passing of a great employee. Number one, have a meeting with the team. Number two, we're going to offer paid bereavement leave to any employee who wants to support the family at the funeral and show their love and relationship. And number three is, you got to fiscally make sure things are accurate, right? If there's taxes to be paid, you got to pay the taxes. You got to hold on to the records for the 3 years. You got to take that money that you were owing the late employee, and you have to find the person in their family who's going to be their beneficiary, who's going to be able to take that money. If you want to take that a step further, you can offer, if you have the means to do it, you can offer to pay for some of the funeral just to support them and help so that they don't have to carry this burden completely alone. which is what we're doing because we do have some of the financial means to feel comfortable wanting to support her family if we can and make sure she gets her at least what we owed her for the work that she put in prior to her death. And number four is you got to replace them. You got to let your team know, I think tactfully, that, hey, this role that Michelle was holding is an important role in the company and we're going to need to fill it. Even though it feels so cold. It's a true necessary thing. So those are the four things that I think we need to do, or at least the four that I know so far that my team's going to be doing to try to navigate the waters through this. If you're listening, and I just found this out over the last couple of weeks. I have a lot of actual like close friends that listen to this podcast, and just many people that I truly care about and am close with, they're listeners of the podcast. And I never really thought into that. I think it's awesome. I love that. And additionally, many of our clients, we are serving around 51, if I'm not mistaken, around 51 different podcasters out there right now. And I don't know, maybe like three or four of them listen to the podcast religiously. I'm always surprised when a client calls and says, oh, I loved your last episode. So if you are a friend, if you're a client, if we know each other in the real life, I appreciate you. I hope that this is helpful for you. And let's jump off and I'll see you on the next episode. And by the way, I don't think the next episode is going to be quite as somber, quite as feeling, you know? I hope that the next one doesn't have to be like this. Really cared about Michelle. I learned so much from her. She was a key employee. I would have to say I love all of my coworkers, my whole team. I really care about from the bottom of my heart. And I don't think I realized how much that was true until I lost one. And then I realized that it really shook me up and was not easy, absolute challenge. So, although we probably don't have to deal with something like this very often, I think it's highly probable that someone listening will have to go through this. And if you got anything out of it, awesome. That's what I was looking for. I'll see you on the next episode. Oh, hey, because three of my clients came to me recently looking to find a way to have their podcast make them money instead of cost them money. We put together a resource for some of our clients, and I want to give it to you as well. It's something that did actually seem to help because one of them is now making $2,600 a month. Another one's $4,500 a month. And the third is making between $5,000 and $10,000 each month. And so it's been a resource that's been incredibly valuable to them. It's our sponsor sheet template. It's a template of a sponsor sheet, and it gives you something that you can hand to potential sponsors and hopefully also be making $2,600, $4,500, or between $5,000 and $10,000 regularly each month with your podcast. So this has been a contributing factor to helping all three of those clients turn their podcast into an additional income stream for them. And the way that you can find it is just going to our website, growyourshow.com, but put in /templates, growyourshow.com/templates. And then you can actually download that template and others that could be valuable to your podcasting experience. I'll see you on the next episode.